Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to take your phone calls about anything. Go to the phones and the fun. Mike is in Kansas City, and then we'll give you an update on Barry and Kendi Cooper. She's been arrested today. We'll let you know what's going on. Mike in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, yeah. Mike. You're on the air.
Yes. Also, I wanted to talk.
Talk right into that phone. I'm sorry.
Yes, I want to talk about the recession.
Great. Go ahead.
And the recession is that the government don't want to spend the money. I think they should cut everybody's credit by 80%, which will give the credit people. Some people got low interest credit.
Wait a minute. I'm confused already with what you're saying. Whose credit are they cutting?
I'm saying the economy credit, the people's credit, people that got bad credit, that they can go out there and get businesses, that can rehousing people before they can get started getting affordable jobs, people that can invest into these businesses that they need. Because the economy is really at a downfall right now because everybody's in debt and stuff like that. So I think they should not cut all the credit, but credit about 80% of people that have
when you're saying the government doesn't give credit, companies give credit.
I'm saying the companies that people that give the credit, people that's already in debt, they should wipe their credit out by 80%.
Well, oh, you're talking about wipe their debt out?
Yes, by 80%.
Okay, well, there's a difference between debt and credit. You get into debt because you've been taking credit from, you know, different companies and things like that. So you're saying that the people that are in debt, they should just be given a pass, 80% pass, essentially.
Yes.
Now, why would they want to do something like that? Why would these companies do that? I mean, these folks have been in an agreement with the credit card company, for instance. Just use credit cards as an example because those tend to have pretty outrageous interest rates. These people entered into an agreement with the credit card company knowing in advance what the rates were.
To reboost the economy.
Well, isn't the economy been crashed by the government's involvement with banks and things like that? Why would, say...
Well, the government do it then.
What's that?
The government should do it.
But the government didn't extend the credit. Your idea isn't that great, is what I'm telling you. If the government really wants to boost the economy, what they'll tell them is, hey, everybody from June the 28th, 2010, till June the 27th, 2011, there's going to be no income tax on corporate income tax, personal income tax, nothing. Go out there and rebuild the economy.
They give them money out for free anyway.
That's one of the problems, is that they're giving money to the corporations, the military-industrial complex. They're giving money to
the ones. If we're the ones paying for this, then they should be giving it to us, don't you think?
I understand what you're saying, but you can't actually give money away. You can give away the bills and the numbers, but money only represents value. And so when you take the money and increase the number of them by turning on the printing press, then you only decrease the value of the bill itself. So when you say that the government's giving out money, they are, but they did that to the penny, didn't they? What's that?
They did that to the penny, didn't they?
What do you mean?
Back in the days, the penny used to be a value, but now it ain't nothing.
Now it costs more to make a penny than it does than the penny's worth.
And the reason for that is because...
It's because people thought it was a good idea for the government to hand out money.
Right, because when the government prints money or they increase numbers in a computer and they inflate the money supply, it makes the value of the money that you have in your pocket worth less and less. That's one of the biggest problems. If you want to help the economy, the government's control of money needs to go away. Money needs to be returned to the marketplace, and we need to have competing currencies that are backed by various things like silver and gold and things like that in the marketplace. That's one of the best ways to help people. If you just go in and you say to everybody that's got credit card debt or a home loan or something like that, okay, sure. You no longer have to pay. You only have to pay 20% of what you owe. You don't have to pay 100%. I don't think that's going to – first of all, it's not going to solve the main issues that we talked about with inflation. Those are the real problems. But as far as the American people's concerned, that's not going to solve their ability to, that's not going to help them with their problems with debt. Because there are two separate issues here. There's the Federal Reserve and its financial meddling that's causing major problems with the economy. And then there's the other issue of the American people having this consumer mentality of, I need to have the biggest TV and the, you know, the fastest car and brand new, this and that, and this and that. And they put it all on a credit card. And then
they can't pay it.
Right, and then they can't pay it. So just coming to them, you come to an irresponsible person and you say, okay, now you don't have to be responsible for 80% of what you were responsible for, is not going to teach them to be responsible in the future. So the only way for them to really be taught responsibility with their finances is for them to learn it themselves through the arduous and difficult process of digging themselves out bit by bit at a time of the hole they've dug themselves into.
I mean, we're getting these people out in these cars, ain't we? I mean, the car people like GMC, we got them out, or, I mean, whatever you want to call it, the other,
sure.
I mean, the car company.
There are a lot of mistakes made. I get it. I absolutely get it. It is unfair, and it's not the right thing. But you don't solve that problem by making more unfair judgments. What if I don't have credit card debt and you decide to forgive 80% of that other guy's credit card debt? Where are they going to get the money from? From the value that I've got in the bank, or from income tax that I've got to pay to the federal government? I don't want that.
Right, because the company that made the new 60-inch widescreen television that guy got into debt for has gotten paid by that credit card company. Whoever it is, if you go to Best Buy and you buy a 60-inch widescreen television and then you don't pay the credit card company, well, that's okay for Best Buy because they've already gotten the money from the credit card company. The credit card company then goes after you by right of subrogation to get the money out of you. But if they just wave that away, then it's like you're saying, Mark, that money's got to come from somewhere to pay off those companies. So, but one of the other things I disagree with you on, Mike, is that you said we forgave the debt for these companies. I didn't forgive anything. It was the United States federal government that did those bailouts. And I agree with Mark that they were wrong.
I mean, don't
you think we more are the people more based on itself instead of we should be based on each other?
I don't understand your question. Can you rephrase it?
What I mean by that is like people is more off of themselves instead of for the people, you know what I'm saying, for about us.
I still don't understand. You're saying that people are selfish? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with taking care of yourself? How can you take care of someone else if you haven't taken care of yourself first?
I mean, we need to come together on this recession and really bite down on it and try to...
But don't you mean by that I should pay your bills? Isn't that what you're saying?
I'm not trying to say you should pay my bills. I'm trying to say that we should all come together, that people...
Hello? Hello? He's gone.
Yeah.
Look, the whole issue of selfishness. I understand selfishness gets a real bad rap out there. You don't want to be selfish. You need to take care of people. Well, I agree with taking care of people that need help. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing selfless about it. It's selfish. Everything you do
right.
is selfish.
But to go after the rich people that have somehow managed to accumulate for themselves, whether it was by providing a good or service in the marketplace that people wanted, being related to somebody who provided a good and service in the marketplace that people wanted, or winning the lottery or whatever, going after the rich people, taking all their money and giving it to a bunch of people who clearly have proven that they can't handle money, that is not being selfless. That's being stupid.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit further about the idea of selfishness. It's ludicrous. You have to be selfish. If you aren't selfish, who's going to take care of you? If you're not selfish, then how are you going to get fed? You've got to take care of yourself before you can help other people. And there's an interesting point that the Abraham Hicks people, Esther Hicks, makes on this, and that is that if you want to provide others with abundance, then how can you get to that by not having abundance for yourself first? And I don't know if I'm paraphrasing it effectively here, but the idea being that if it's a good thing to help other people, and I think it is, you have to be okay in your own life before you can help somebody else. I mean, what good am I going to be? How am I going to uplift other people and enrich their lives by making myself poor? How is that going to help? How am I going to be able to help somebody coming from a position of having nothing in the first place? There's very little that I can do for someone else unless I have something for me first. Unless I have a home to live in and a place to stay and a career and money coming in, I can't do much for charity. I give $1,000 to the the United Way last year. I couldn't have given anything if I didn't have anything to give in the first place. So I had to take care of me first before I could take care of somebody else. Does that make sense?
How could you?
1-800-259-9231. But in order to take care of me, I have to be selfish. And when I want to help other people, I'm doing it for selfish reasons. That's okay, too. We'll talk about it coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As we get back into another week of things as usual on this program after having spent a good half of our week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last week. It was absolutely a blast, and looking forward to the next one. But first, Liberty Forum comes up before Pork Fest does, so we're looking forward to that as well. It's always fun to get out and meet folks, and especially if we don't have to leave New Hampshire.
So I had to leave New Hampshire. I went through Vermont to get there.
You did. I see.
Enemy territory.
So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue here. We're talking about selfishness, and it was prompted into this discussion by a caller who suggested that the solve to the problems of the economy is to waive people's debt, for the credit card companies to just say, poof, you don't have to pay 80% of the thousands of dollars that you owe. And that's not going to do anything to help people become more fiscally responsible.
Well, I would, you know, I guess in comparison to what I saw the government do, I think that perhaps his idea might not be worse. Do you know? However,
you mean if the government were to bail out people's credit cards?
No, if the government were to bail out people's credit cards and say bailing out Chrysler, GM. Insurance companies and banks all across the board.
I'd say that's a minor step better than bailing out the big
corporations.
That's
what I'm saying. Everybody has their little plan here, and their plans may be better than the government's plans. However, none of them go and strike the root of the problem. They're just hacking at the branches.
Yeah, and it's important to do that, to strike the root. But I also think it's important to talk about selfishness because it gets a real bad rap. There's a common conversation out there in American society about, and maybe further than American society, but around here, you know, people will talk about how bad it is to be selfish. Oh, why? Now, I could understand that if you were being selfish to the point where, you know, you weren't feeding your child at nighttime, yeah, that could be bad. I can see that there would be some detriment there. But in general, you can't live your life without being selfish. It's impossible. You'll starve to death. You have to be selfish in order to take care of yourself. And in order to take care of others who you want to help, you have to take care of yourself to the point where you can offer something to others. If you have nothing to offer, then what good are you? And I don't mean you have to have money to offer. You can always have time and things like that. But in order to have time to offer people, you generally have to have money as well. I mean, a lot of people don't have time to volunteer in volunteer positions because they're busy working. Because they've got to pay bills and that sort of thing. So there's really no way to get around being selfish in your life. In fact, many people volunteer for selfish reasons. They're not going to tell themselves that.
They may very well tell themselves that.
Well, most people won't, because there's this conversation about why being selfish is bad. And so people have this conversation instead about, well, I'm doing this because I want to, or because people deserve to be helped. But it's because you want to help them. It's because you feel good when you help them. And that's okay. It's okay to feel good from those things. It's okay to feel positive about going out and volunteering. You're doing it for you, and you're doing it for them. Otherwise, if it wasn't good for you in a feeling, positive feeling sort of way, you wouldn't go and do it. I mean, how many people go out and volunteer at positions that they absolutely deplore? Just doesn't happen.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of jobs out there that really stink. You don't see people volunteering for those. That would make the world better.
No, they want to work for those jobs. I mean, there's deplorable jobs out there that people don't like. They talk about how they hate their jobs. But they're in it because it pays them. And so they're in it for selfish reasons. Everything you do is coming from a position of, this will make me feel good, or this will stop me from feeling bad.
And many people volunteer for positions that will benefit them in the future. Many people who are volunteering in your volunteer fire departments, those are young men who wish to make a career of fire department work to be firefighters. People who volunteer as candy stripers at hospitals want to make a career as nurses or doctors or whatever it is that they want to do, you know, at the hospital. I'm sure they have some better term than candy striper these days. And, you know, there's all kinds of people, you know, radio interns volunteer at the radio stations because they want to be disc jockeys.
So I think that pretty much puts that discussion away at this point. I think that there's no way that you can say you aren't selfish. And anybody who touts how selfless they are is being selfish. If you're out there talking about how great you know, oh, I'm such a selfless volunteer, look at how much time I spend.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Volunteer efforts. Well, no, most people aren't going to brag about it. But there is that mentality out there. Oh, I'm so selfless. It is a virtue to be selfless. You know, this is the idea. But it's impossible to be selfless. You're inherently you, and you're inherently doing things that are good for you. And that's okay. It's not something that you need to shy away from. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your call. Steve in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, the last gentleman that called in talking about knocking down the debt of people, you know, it sounds crazy, but here's a premise I thought about at the time of all the bailouts going out. Had the U.S. government taken every dollar, trillions of dollars in bailout money that went out to every one of their buddies, and mailed out a check of an equal amount to every taxpayer in the United States, okay, whether they had debt or not, totally irrelevant, but just send out a check, okay, you got 200 million people that were on that paid taxes, or 100 million, whatever it happens to be, people that filed taxes, send out that equivalent amount that they paid out to all their buddies on Wall Street and the car companies and everything else like that to bail them out. Then those people got the checks in the mail, paid down debt, right? And you know, you'd have the odd one that paid out, you know, that went out and partied with it and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but it'd still stimulate the economy one way or the other. So those people that didn't have a lot of debt got the bonus of extra money that they could set aside for their kids' education or spend stuff, put it into the economy.
But it really is an illusion that it would stimulate the economy, because the money came from the economy in the first place. In order to get that money to hand out to people,
anyway.
They had to devalue the currency.
It did anyway. It's all on the taxpayers' back anyhow, so it doesn't matter. They printed it out of thin air, and now they've put
Well, no, you're right. They printed
the
it out. The money
back.
Came from the same place, whether it went to the corporations or to individuals. But I'm telling you that that's not going to help the economy in the long run.
Plus the fact paying down debt doesn't stimulate the economy. So
no, but what would have made a difference is that the bankers needed the bailout. All these car companies needed the bailout. The money would have come back to them. And people paying down their debt. Almost an equal amount probably when it ended up in the banks and in the car companies' coffers, ultimately, had the government just sent that money out, you know, not exactly, but it,
sure.
I mean, it's a nice premise. It would never happen in the real world.
I agree. That you're right. And I did try to pay homage to the idea that there are better and worse plans under the sort of Keynesian economics philosophy. But remember, what the biggest flaw here is that every time you do something like that, you increase in people's minds their dependence upon government to solve these problems.
Yes, the government caused the problem. This is something that you guys haven't touched on.
We haven't touched on the government causing the economic downturn?
No, not since I've been listening anyways.
Okay, we've touched on it plenty.
How long have you been listening?
Right, the downturn has been going on for a couple of years.
For years. I just want to touch upon this in case you got a couple new listeners, which I know you do.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com, and like the rest of our website, it's totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And hey, since we're talking about debt, perhaps you might just own or know someone who does a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections, because you didn't get into business to be a debt collector. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. The imp, formerly known as Coily, is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi there, guys!
Well, hi there. What's on your mind?
How are you doing? The imp, formerly known as Coily.
What is that? Why are you formerly known as Coily?
Well, as I've been traveling around the world, I realize that most people understand the importance of springs nowadays. I've done my job well.
That's true. You are formerly Coily, a character from an old film, right? It was an old movie. Mark, we saw that later on, didn't we? The
Coily? Right.
I don't remember.
I know I've seen it. Somebody showed me the. It was Dale. Dale actually showed me the Coily piece. He happened to have it. It's like an old, like an industrial kind of film where a character named Coily kind of pops out and starts showing a guy how important springs are and how many things that springs are in that he might not have realized. So why did you become an imp?
Formerly known as Coily.
Right.
Because I've changed my name to Liberty E.
Liberty E?
Yeah, Liberty E.
Can you spell that?
L-I-B-E-R-T-E-Y-E-Y.
Liberty E. Okay.
Yeah,
why?
Liberty E. So, you know how I used to jump out when people wished that there wasn't any springs? Now I jump out when people wish there wasn't any liberty.
You're going to be busy.
I know. See, when people say, I don't want Mexicans crossing the border, I jump out and say, no, Liberty!
More liberty? Is that what you said?
No liberty!
No liberty.
That's right!
Okay, and what do they? How do they respond to that?
Well, I annoy them to the point of where they won't let Mexicans come in.
Do you think that's a really good solution to achieving freedom?
I think it might be the only way he has to play.
Americans can achieve great things, my boy!
Well, I understand you've got the best of intentions. I just don't know if annoying people is a good way to get them to really embrace. Isn't it possible that they're embracing the ideas of liberty only to get you to go away?
Well, who cares? As long as we got more people in the pot.
Yeah, but it's not really doing anything. If they're just saying that, okay, yeah, I agree with you, Liberty E, it's just they're trying to get you to go away so they can continue being a statist.
I know all and see all. The very next time they think I'm not watching and they turn around and say, now that that little guy's gone, I can go ahead and start hating all Mexicans again.
So you've got it down. Now, can you, if you know all and see all, does that mean that you can be in more than one place at one time, or can you only annoy one person at a time?
I can annoy everybody on the planet simultaneously.
Well, we should have
freedom. Have you had to use radio to do it?
Use radio?
No, he pops out.
Use radio?
No, he pops out of nowhere and begins annoying them. Now,
I use trans-dimensional wormholes.
When did you start this process, Liberty E?
I started it when I was out of work for several weeks because nobody was wishing springs away.
Well, now, I don't understand. I mean, if you could be anywhere, anytime, and you can annoy the crap out of people who are statists until they finally embrace the ideas of freedom, which, as I say, was not probably the most persuasive way to do things, but if it works, it works, and I don't see it working. I mean, if you're out there doing that, then we should have freedom now. What's gone wrong?
It's a long road now with just the people that are really stuck in their ways.
When you say they're stuck in their ways, that means you continually annoy them, but they don't change their mind?
I annoy them endlessly. It usually just makes them angry. Sometimes it leads to suicide.
Oh, that wouldn't be the worst of all evils. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And I don't know if I should say keep up the good work. I don't really agree that annoying people is going to be the best tactic to achieve freedom. But then again, there are some things that liberty activists do that are always seen as annoying no matter what. For instance, over at freekeen.com, just today was posted an article about some of the activists here in New Hampshire out on the seacoast apparently put 5,000 bookmarks in the library books. Did you hear about this, Mark?
No, I hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
It sounds like good activism to me, right?
Right. They got 5,000-plus bookmarks of, I think it was both Free Domain Radio with Stefan Molyneux and the School Sucks podcast.
Okay.
And they put those...
Free Talk Live didn't make the cut?
Apparently not. The library, they went there and they hit up a bunch of books. And
it's probably your fault.
Apparently what happened was some books fell off a shelf and they cleaned them up and they noticed that there were bookmarks in them all. And so they then spent 30 hours of their staff's time to go through all the books in the library or something like that and essentially rid them of these bookmarks. So on one hand, the activism was not successful from a cost standpoint in that who knows how many people saw the bookmarks before they were raided by, essentially, the books were raided, if you will, by the library staff. And essentially all those 5,000 bookmarks, which cost whoever, who knows how much. I saw them, and they looked like they were full-color printing, so probably not the cheapest thing to do 5,000 bookmarks. So was it worth it? I don't know. They got a newspaper article about it. That might have made it worthwhile. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten that kind of coverage. I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, it did get coverage, and that's good. But it's going to annoy people. You know, that kind of thing is going to annoy people. And there's no way you can avoid that. Anytime you're out there putting out the ideas of freedom into the public sphere, some people are going to be upset by that.
Right, especially in, you know, it's one thing to use standard advertising methods and spend $1 million for a, you know, USA Today full page or whatever it is that the people spend for these things. But most people don't have that, and they want to do their outreach in the manner, you know, in some manner. These same people likely are taxed in the Seacoast area for this library.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't they be able to slide a bookmark in? I mean, that's the portion of the book that I paid for, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I think they obviously should be. But then again, Mark, if you were coming from the library's perspective, well, I mean, how many bookmarks can you have slid in a book? How many is acceptable to allow? Do you want to have the, you know, the religious sects coming in there and putting their bookmarks in every book in the library as well? Or do
well,
we want to have 10 bookmarks per book?
The question isn't, you know, who do you allow to do it? Because they weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah.
It's how much time do you spend cleaning this up.
Yeah.
And this is martyrdom. Oh, dear God, we had to get 57 certified librarians to come in here and read each one of these books of these evil people's propaganda.
Mm.
I mean, come on. Save it for the funny pages. Nobody wants to hear your crying.
Well, right, of course. Then,
you know, you bureaucrats have been getting your sweet, sweet government paychecks and your sweet pensions when you get off. I just don't want to hear it. It's so disgusting to me.
And then,
these same people have optical and dental protection while the rest of us are losing our jobs at incredible rates.
Yeah.
Are government employees losing jobs in this economy? Not by a long shot. Are their benefits going down? No. Are their wages going down? No. This is happening to all the real people. Are their property taxes artificially inflated because their municipality doesn't know what to do? Well, yes, it is, because they live there, too. But they're paid by that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just disgusting to hear these bureaucrats talk about how awful it is for us.
And it's only going to be a matter of time before somebody posts on the comment section of the newspaper talking about how these activists are wasting money. Because, you know, they spent 30 hours of time undoing the activism, basically. Well, you guys are you're wasting taxpayer dollars. Well, no, it wasn't the activists that wasted the money. In the same way that you activists are wasting the police time when 12 of us were arrested for trespassing at the jail recently. Well, no, they didn't have to send the cops out. And in this case, they didn't have to undo the bookmarking of all the different books. But they did. It was their choice to waste that money, not the activists. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. As many people discovered this weekend, that this is really happening. There really are hundreds of people that have made the move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and you could be one of them. You could be one of the thousands that will eventually move. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Over 10,000 people currently signed up as part of the Free State Project. We need to make it to 20,000. So if you haven't hopped on board with that yet, go take a look. I think it's a darn fine idea. That's why I uprooted my life from Florida and made the move here to New Hampshire, and I'm so glad I did. I was talking with some of the potential movers last night at the nightcap here in Keene. You know, talking about how great Keene is to live in for me. I actually have a social life now. I never had one of those really before. I mean, I had some friends, but I didn't really have a social life. I didn't really go out and do much of anything. Now I do, and I actually get more exercise now that I'm here in New Hampshire. Even during the wintertime, I get more exercise than I did down in Florida. I didn't even have a bicycle in Florida, and I have one here. And I bike all over town and walk during the wintertime because it's easy to do here. Everything's close by, whereas up down in Florida, everything's spread out as far as it can possibly go. Having a bike in Florida is a very difficult task if you're trying to get around from place to place.
Plus, it's hot most of the time, and you're going to be drenched when you get there.
Yeah, there's that, too. So come on up. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the Free State Project and get on board. All right. So we continue here. The news, by the way, coming out of Texas, where our buddy Barry Cooper may be being arrested here shortly. Now, I'm not sure what this is in reference to. I know that they had stolen one of Candy's kids. It's Barry's wife, Candy. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, by the way. He is the courageous former police officer who created Never Get Busted, which is a series of DVDs that is enabling people who are in the underground, the black market, people who are buying cannabis, people who are growing cannabis, to avoid detection by the police. So he's helping, he's doing his best to help keep people out of jail by giving them a little bit of knowledge, stuff that he learned as a narcotics agent, as a very successful narcotics agent. And by success, I mean he successfully put people in cages for not hurting other people, and he regrets it. And now he's trying to do what's right. He's trying to make up, you know, a little bit of karma, basically. Now they're coming after him because he started doing cop busters. And I'm pretty sure that's what this is tied into here. He began setting up essentially reverse sting operations on the police, catching them being a bunch of corrupt cops. And he's run a couple of successful cop buster stings, and there was a recent one that involved the planting of what appeared to be drug paraphernalia with some cash in a lunchbox. A cop comes along, looks at it, takes the cash, takes the drug, alleged drug paraphernalia, and never files a report. So he just took the $40. They caught all of this on videotape. They outed this guy publicly, and then it wasn't long after that that all of a sudden they decided they were going to take Candy's child from her.
Yeah, suddenly Barry becomes a person of interest.
Exactly. So here's what's happened. According to TrueSlant.com, the wife of former Texas drug cop Barry Cooper has been arrested. According to a phone call that I received, Cooper claimed that a woman knocked on their door and told his wife Candy that she'd ran into their vehicle and wanted to exchange insurance information. However, when she stepped outside, officers were allegedly waiting in the wings with handcuffs. Barry claimed in a frantic phone call, "This is so effed up, dude. The Texas Rangers are outside my home right now trying to figure out what to do. My lawyer is pissed. I'm not going outside. They have an arrest warrant for she and I, but they don't have a search warrant, so they're not kicking in my door just yet." Authorities have yet to confirm the arrest. Children are present in the residence and could be heard in the background of the call. The Cooper's vehicle was indeed damaged, according to one of the children overheard in the background audio. The vehicle had some pre-existing damage, though, so police were in no way responsible for that. They apparently used the claim as a ploy to draw the Coopers out of their home, because Barry knows better, and I'm sure Candy knows better, his wife, to open the door for police. This is one of the things that Barry says. He's told us on the air. He says it in his videos, at least one of his videos. He says, don't ever open the door for the cops. There's no reason to even talk to the cops. And but then again, if they trick you outside by not appearing to be police, then that's apparently that was how they had success arresting Candy today. Cooper claimed these latest dealings with law enforcement, which, by the way, is really, really shady. You know, to use somebody's best interests against them to take advantage of someone who was just trying to assist with a situation. Basically, she was trying to go out there to exchange the insurance information for what she thought was some sort of a car accident.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's what they're doing, not the way they go about it. I mean, I'll agree with you, it's slimy, but, you know, if you had a real criminal in there, I wouldn't have the problem with using that tactic in order to prevent harm.
A murderer or somebody who's wanted for
arson. So really what the problem is that they're retaliating against people that were actually trying to use the law to enforce upon law enforcement officers in a manner that they will not do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's slimy. The sliminess is that these guys care more about their team, the blue team, the thin blue line, whatever it is, than actually enforcing the law. That's what's disgusting.
Cooper claimed these latest dealings are related to his first Copbusters operation in Odessa, where he set up a fake marijuana grow house fitted with cameras and Christmas trees. And you can see this video footage. You just search for Copbusters with a K. The sting was the first of a series for Cooper, who saw his now-abandoned reality show project as a way to make an example of dishonest officers. While he was not arrested at that time, the Texas Rangers had been conducting a further investigation. In that case, officers were tipped off to the alleged grow operation by an anonymous letter left for a local pastor who turned it over to police. Making a false report to a police officer is a Class B misdemeanor. And here's an update at 3:10 this afternoon. Barry has released a video featuring a confrontational conversation.
He said he actually addressed that false report thing because he was very clear on what that was. So the way he phrased it was not, in fact, a false report, as I recall from our interview with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was pretty confident about what his side of things, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're probably going to get away with it. The video, he's taken, I guess he's got a video that he's released now that was a conversation he had with a Texas Ranger back in March of 2009. There are edits in the last 30 seconds of the video that were made to emphasize the man telling Cooper he'd come to Austin and, quote, whoop your ass, unquote. The video is below, it's about 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. You can go and see this over at TrueSlant.com, and it may be on his YouTube channel. According to the author here, I'm with Cooper now. He sent his kids to stay with friends and plans to banish for a couple days until his attorney can arrange for an amicable resolution to his arrest warrant. At this moment, he's pacing back and forth in his living room, cursing and smoking, calling as many people as possible to spread the word. I can confirm that his wife is in Travis County Jail. Cooper showed me a video clip of the Texas Ranger standing outside his apartment in South Austin as he tried to communicate through a window. On the video, an officer wearing a wide-brimmed cowboy hat, light blue shirt, and pressed slacks informed Cooper that the arrest is indeed related to making a false report to a peace officer in Odessa, Texas. Because of this, Odessa has up to 10 days to extradite Candy, a scary truth for Barry, who sounds on the verge of tears at the moment. He said, oh my God, if they keep her for 10 days or more, I don't know what I'll do. He said, tugging on a cigarette, this is unbelievable. It's possible they could come back with a warrant for resisting arrest. I've never seen a cop kick in a door for that alone, but we'll just have to wait and see. So Barry Cooper apparently wanted in Texas right now.
It's also silly. If these police officers really wanted to enforce the law, then they'd be concerned about their own who are breaking the law. And that's all Barry was doing. Yes, he's a marijuana activist. There is no doubt. However, what is sort of the greater good versus the greater evil that he's doing? Even if you believe that marijuana is bad, the worst thing is the cop that's stealing drug money and not reporting it and all that stuff. I mean, when you've got one of your own that's breaking the law, and then the police are looking the other way and not doing anything about it and punishing the guy who's pointed it out here. This is the way the government constantly deals with whistleblowers. Constantly deals with them. This isn't the aberrant behavior. Mm-hmm. This is the normal behavior. This is how government bureaucrats who say they're just following the law, this is how they deal with people who are in fact just following the law. They aren't just following the law. They're a group of dangerous individuals that if you cross them will do whatever it takes to stamp you out.
It's true. It's true. And by the way, I did find out where the video's been posted. The easiest way to get to it is to go to Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted video channel on YouTube. So the channel is called Never Get Busted. It's all one word. You can watch the video, Rangers Threaten Barry. He's a friend of the show. NeverGetBusted.com is his website. Go there, take a look at what he's been doing, order a copy of his DVD. It's good stuff. 1-800-259-9231. We get a chance. We'll see if we can get him on here to talk about this a little bit down the line as things develop further. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. Old lady tasered by the cops. We'll find out what that's all about. Tasered, right, Mark?
She was tasered?
Yep. Okay, we'll get to that. And pot and driving, all coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.